Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dud Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bischoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Howard Emke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke takes first base on ball 4. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Emke. The throw from Krause and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0-for-1 in the game. Prothro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Bischoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Emck hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Krause and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Robertson covering, for the out. Two outs. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0 for 2 in the game. Prothro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle pinch hits for Billy Rogel. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans now playing second base. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Emke. Falk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Bischoff and he is out, Prothrow applying the tag. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Kaum moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first, with Emke covering, for the out. Kaum scores. Krause moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee takes first base on ball 4. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Bischoff hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Vash pinch hits for Howard Emke. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash strikes out. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lee scores. Williams moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Zanuzer now pitching. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Sheely moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Prothro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Prothro reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.